Title: Rowdy A Intro for Floor Shaking Low End in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of those intros that already feels like the system is warming up before the drop even lands. Old school jungle, raggleaning vibes, dub effects moving around, a few vocal chops, maybe a siren, but the real flex is the low end. You want it huge, controlled, and club safe. Not muddy, not flappy, not accidentally louder than the drop. The main idea is simple, but the results are serious. We're going to split the bass into two layers, SUB and MID character, group them, then route them into a separate intro-only bus so you can automate and control the intro low end without boxing yourself in when it's time for the drop. Before we touch routing, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 172 BPM. If you want that classic jungle pocket, 165 to 170 is a sweet spot. For warping, keep drums on beats and vocals on complex or complex pro. And for headroom, do yourself a favor early. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB on the master while building. We're not mastering right now. We're building impact. Now let's build the low end in two layers. This is the routing secret. Keep sub and character separated. First, create a new MIDI track and name it SUB Clean. Put operator on it and make it a sine wave. Oscillator A on sine. Turn off the other oscillators and start the level around minus 12 dB. Don't worry, we'll bring it up later. Right now we're protecting headroom and keeping our decisions clean. After operator, add EQ8. You're not doing a low cut on the sub. Leave the bottom intact. What you do want is a low pass so this track stays pure. Set a low pass around 90 to 120 Hz and use a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. The goal is, this track is just the fundamental and the weight. No extra chatter. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono sub, always. If you want extra enforcement, you can use bass mono up to around 120 Hz, but the simple version is just hard mono. Now add glue compressor, gently. Think control, not pump. Attack about 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and set threshold so it's just kissing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loud notes. If you're crushing it, back off. The sub should feel stable and confident. Not like it's being wrestled. Coach note, if your sub notes feel uneven, don't immediately reach for more compression. Check the instrument behavior first. In operator, keep velocity to volume influence low or off so every note hits consistently. Also watch your amp envelope. If your pattern is busy, long releases can make the sub smear and bloom into the next note. Often shortening note length slightly is cleaner than compressing harder. Cool. Now the MID bass layer. Create another MIDI track and name it Bass Mid. For sound sources, you've got options. Wave Eatable is great for Reese or Hoover-ish tones. Operator can do FM grit. And Drift is amazing for that warm, slightly unstable old-school flavor. Pick one and get a basic tone going. Here's the key move. Put EQ8 first in the chain before anything else. High pass it at 90 to 120 Hz and go steep. 24 dB per octave minimum, and if it's still fighting the sub, go 48. You are deliberately removing sub from this layer. You want character, texture, and audibility on smaller speakers without touching the actual sub job. Next, add saturator. Try analog clip or soft sign. Drive it 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. This is where your mid layer starts to read on phones and laptops without turning your low end into a mess. Then add auto filter for movement. Low pass filter, subtle envelope or slow LFO. And map the cutoff so later you can automate it in the intro. In this genre, tiny motion goes a long way. You don't need crazy wobble to get that tension-building vibe. Now we're going to group and bus the bass properly. Select SUB Clean and Bass Mid. Group them and name the group Bass Bus. On the Bass Bus, add EQ8 for cleanup. If it feels boxy, do a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Keep it subtle. You're shaping, not carving a cannon. Then glue compressor on the bus, just to glue the two layers. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Again, gentle. Then a limiter as safety only, not loudness. Set the ceiling around minus 0.5 dB. If you see it working hard, you're probably pushing too much level somewhere upstream. The limiter here is a seatbelt, not the engine. Now for the big routing move. We're creating an intro-specific low-end bus. This is how you keep the drop feeling bigger later, because you're not locked into one bass processing chain for the whole track. Create a new audio track and name it Intro Low-End Bus. Set its audio from to the bass bus. Post FX. Set monitoring to in. Then go back to the base bus output and set it to sends only, or no output, depending on your workflow. The point is, you're now listening to the base through the intro bus, not directly. On intro low-end bus, add utility for gain staging and mono checks, then add auto filter for the reveal. Here's a cool trick. At the very start of the intro, set a low pass around 70 to 120 Hz. Yes, you're filtering even the bass bus, but do it subtly. Then automate it opening up as you approach the drop. It's like you're letting the room pressure in gradually. Optional. Add a very light saturator on the intro bus for density, but keep it tasteful. If you over-dirty the intro, the drop feels smaller. Dirt is good. Too early is the problem. Now sidechaining. Even if the intro is sparse, if you have a heartbeat kick, a low tom, or any transient, you want the low end to breathe around it. That's the rule. On the intro low end bus, add the standard compressor, not glue, because it's easier to dial sidechain precisely. Turn on sidechain, pick your kick track or drum bus. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, and set threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, listen for groove, not numbers. If it feels like the sub vanishes, shorten the release or ease the threshold. If it feels like the kick isn't clearing space, increase the duck slightly. You want that classic rolling inhale-exhale without sounding like a trance pump. Now let's set up DubFX, because Raga intros live and die on space. But we're going to keep that space from swallowing the low end. Create return track and name it DubFX. Put echo first. Set time to a quarter note or an eighth dotted for that classic bounce. Feedback around 25 to 45% and add a touch of modulation so it feels alive. After echo, add reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, medium size. Then, and this is crucial, add EQ 8 last on the return. High pass it aggressively at 200 to 400 Hz. That's your mod protection. You can also low pass around 8 to 12 kHz to darken it and keep it more dub and less shiny. Send your Raga elements to this return. Vocal chops, sirens, stabs. But you not send your sub or your main bass to it. If you want bass space, do it on the mid layer only, and keep it filtered. Extra sauce if you want it. After echo, try a gate on the DubFX return, keyed by the source or sidechained from the vocal track. That gives you that chopped, rhythmic dub tail that stays exciting without washing over everything. Now arrangement. Here's a classic energy curve that teases low end without giving away the whole drop. Bars 1 through 8. Atmosphere, Raga vocal, maybe vinyl noise and very subtle bass. Keep your intro filter fairly closed. You can even start with no sub for the first 4 bars and let the listener feel the space first. That sub arrival moment is powerful. Bars 9 through 16. Bring in mid-bass movement and more dub delays. Open the filter slightly. Add a heartbeat kick or low tom every bar so the sidechain groove starts to establish the role. Bars 17 through 24. Hint the break, but don't reveal the whole groove. High pass your break at 200 to 400 Hz, even 300 to 600 if you want that pirate radio tease. Maybe only 1 or 2 hits per bar. At the same time, let the bass open a bit more and let sidechain become a touch more obvious. Last 2 bars before the drop. Do the impact trick. Pull the bass down briefly, like 1 to 2 dB on the intro low-end bus, and consider a half bar of negative space, where the sub disappears entirely, leaving only mid-bass and an echo throw. Then hit them with a short vocal like wheel up or selecta, and slam into the drop. Now, quick translation checks, because this is where intermediate producers level up. Do a mono check early. Put a utility on the master temporarily, map width, and flip between 100% and 0% while the intro plays. If the low end changes a lot when you go mono, it usually means your mid-bass layer is leaking too low or you've got phase weirdness from unison or modulation. Fix it at the source. Steepen the high pass on the mid layer, or raise it from 100 to 130 Hz and listen if the low end suddenly tightens. That's often phase cancellation around 90 to 150 Hz getting cleaned up. Also, use spectrum on the intro low-end bus. Set it with a larger block size and turn averaging on, so low frequencies are readable. In jungle and DNB, your sub fundamental often sits somewhere around 45 to 60 Hz, depending on key. You're looking for stable energy, not random spikes. Optional advanced upgrade. Add a parallel return just for weight. Create a return called LOW weight PIR. Send the intro low-end bus to it lightly. On that return, low pass around 140 Hz, add gentle saturation with soft clip, and compress a few dB with medium attack and release. blended so it's barely audible when soloed, but you feel it in the full mix. This makes the intro feel heavier without obviously getting louder. And one more psychoacoustic trick. On your sub and operator, you can add a very quiet second oscillator one octave up. Keep it low level, and raise your low pass a bit higher, like 140 to 160 HE. That tiny harmonic can help the bass read on small speakers, while the fundamental stays clean. Let's wrap with the core takeaways. Fillet the bass into sub, clean and mono and mid, character and high passed. Group them into a bass bus, then route that into an intro low end bus so the intro has its own control desk. Side chain the intro low end to the kick so it rolls instead of fights. Put dub effects on a return with a strong high pass so the atmosphere stays wide, but the bottom stays solid. And arrange the intro so the low end arrives and grows, instead of being fully flexed at bar 1. Your mini practice. Build the sub and mid layers, route into intro low end bus, side chain from the kick, and make a 16-bar intro where the bass filter opens over time and the vocal chops get more delay on the last word of each phrase. Then export and test on headphones, a phone speaker, and in mono. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're going more Congo Natty Reggae Jungle or darker 97 style, I can suggest a specific operator, wave eatable, or drift patch direction and some exact automation timings for an 8, 16, or 24-bar intro.